Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the Mishnah tells us about a case where the Machlokas that we just had in the last Mishnah came into practice, meaning with the last Mishnah we just discussed that if the moon is very clearly visible, so it's a Machlokas, Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, whether the Edom should be Mechal Shabbos to testify about the new moon. So Maisa Shav Yossi Me'erbaim Zug, Ve'ikvan Rabbi Akiva Belud. Once there were more than 40 pairs of witnesses that came through Lud on their way to go testify about the new moon that was very clearly visible. That's why there were over 40 pairs of witnesses, and Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lud and he said, you know what, they're not going to need your testimony because obviously it was very, very clearly visible. Shalach l'Rabbi Gamliel, so Gamliel sent the following message: if you stop people from coming, there are so many people that want to come, you're going to cause the michshal in the future. Witnesses have to be allowed to come, because then in the future when it's not so clearly visible, they're going to say, last time they didn't want me anyway, and then no one's going to come next time, and then the whole thing's going to be messed up. So that's the machlokas we had in the previous Mishnah playing out. Now in Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah goes on to talk about how generally the two witnesses for anything are not allowed to be krovim to each other. So what about the witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh? Avu b'no sharovus HaChodesh. If a father and a son both saw the new moon, they should both go to the Beis Din to give their testimony. They shouldn't say, well, you know, we can't be witnesses together anyway, so we might as well not go. Why should they both go? Lo shem mitzarif zeh mizeh, not because they could be mitzarif with each other, elo shem yipasal echem nehem yitzarif hasheni imacher. But if one of them is disqualified, the other one could still be a valid witness to join on with another witness who may have come alone. So the next Tana says, no, Rabbi Shimon Omer, avu b'no v'chol akrovin k'sherin le'edus hachodesh. There's no psul kurva when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh. Kurva is based on Nogea B'davar or something like that. You don't have that when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh. The, you know, Moshe and Aaron are mentioned in the Parsha of Eidus HaChodesh. So you see that you're allowed to have. Even brothers are allowed to testify about Eidus HaChodesh. And the Mishnah tells the story. Amar Rav Yossi, Maisa B'Tovya HaRofe, Sharaas HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim, Hu B'Nova Avdu Meshuchrar. One time, Tovya HaRofe, the doctor, saw the moon in Yerushalayim together with his son and with his Eved Meshuchrar, with a freed Eved Kanani, who was now a Jew. V'kibla Kanim Osov Esmeron, the Kanim accepted him and his son to be Edom together, Upasu Asavdo, but they disqualified the Eved because he didn't have the Yichus of a Yisrael. They thought that only someone who has a Yichus of Yisrael is allowed to be made about the new moon. So they apostled the Eved. Ukshabot v'nei Beis Din, but when they came in front of the Beis Din, Kiblu Osoves Avdo, they accepted Tovya HaRofe and the Eved, but Uposlas Beno, but they apostled the son, because they held that the son is not allowed to, that father and son, Krovim, are not allowed to testify, but that there's no psul of an Eved testifying. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we learned that one time more than 40 sets of witnesses were coming and they passed through Lud, and Rabbi Akiva stopped them from going any further, because obviously the moon was seen very clearly, and Rabbi Gamliel disagreed and said, if you discourage them, then they're never going to come in the future either, and that's going to be terrible because we're going to need them in the future. In Mishnah Zayin, we had a machlokas whether Krovim can be two witnesses to testify about the new moon. So the Tanakhama says that they can't, but they should still both come anyway, just in case one of them could be mitzarif for someone else. And Rabbi Shimon says they can. There's nothing wrong with Krovim being witnesses together on the new moon. And then the Mishnah told the story of Tovya HaRofe, who saw the new moon in Yerushalayim together with his son and with his Eved Meshuchrer. So the Kohanim thought he and his son are kosher to testify together, but not the Eved, whereas the Beis Din said just the opposite, that he and his Eved are kosher to testify together, but not the son. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayis, Ches, and Tes, and that would bring us, Be'ez Hashem, to the end of the first Perek of Maseches Rosh Hashanah.